We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith. In quarter number three, we looked at the recently released depth chart. We looked at the offensive side of the ball. And in this segment, we're going to look at the defense and special teams. And Dustin, usually special teams is an afterthought, but I want to start there. And what you have to be aware of is Penn State actually released two versions of the depth chart. What they did is after they put it out, they put out a revised one when they realized essentially it went, oops. And I have both of them in front of me. And the initial one had, here's what they had, kickoff returners. Number one was Micah Parsons. And
yeah,
that got everybody excited, didn't it?
It drove everybody wild. I mean, it was the thing from the depth chart. And I don't think I really saw, was this a communication staff screw up, or was it by design? I couldn't tell.
Well, the way I'm on the mailing list, I got this when they released it. My eyeballs went straight to Micah Parsons. And of course, who do I talk to after this comes out but our buddy Andy Shea, who's the number one Micah Parsons fan. And that's exactly what we talked about. And not very long after that, they came out with the second version of the depth chart where, and I'm not sure I've seen this before, where they have two different listings for return. They have returner now. Instead of the four guys like they did initially, they have returner and they have Journey Brown and Devin Ford. And then they have something they call off returner, which I guess is the second guy back there with the main returner. And that's where they have Micah Parsons listed this time. So
there was that. And they, you know, when they released the update, you know, the email comes through, it says updated depth chart. It doesn't say corrected or fixed. It says updated. So I don't know what that means. Yeah. You know, I think that was the thing that grabbed headlines, but I would have loved to have seen Jordan Stout as the holder and the field goal kicker at the same time. That would have been entertaining.
He was
listed as at punter, field goal, kickoffs, and holder. That would have been a modern day miracle.
He is able to multitask, and I don't know if the situation is that, you know, when they have him down as holder, if he's the holder for Jake Pinniger. And then because in the update, they still have him as the holder and they have Jake Pinniger kicking field goals. And they also then second for kickers, they list Jordan Stout second. And if it's going to be like it was last year, he kicks the field goals that would be what, beyond 50 yards, correct?
Yes, so, I would expect that to be the arrangement again.
Yeah.
So use that big leg in big leg settings.
Right. So I'm, you know, obviously an innocent mistake there, but still a mistake, and it led to a lot of humor from people. All right. So if we get that straight, Jordan Stout is not going to both hold and kick at the same time, and Journey Brown is probably going to return more kicks than Micah Parsons is. With that,
boring.
sorry, Micah. Sorry, Andrew P. Shea. We're not going to see it. And I think Micah went to social media and had a comment about it too, about his short-lived stint as the main kickoff returner. So, with that done, let's actually talk about the defensive side of the ball. And candidly, Dustin, there was very little here that stuck out to me, so I'm going to throw it right over to you. What is it that you saw on the defensive side that caught your fancy?
Well, start defensive end, and I don't know, you know, somebody had to be slotted in at number three at both the end spots. I don't think there's a big surprise that Shaka Toney and Adisa Isaac on one side, Jason Owe, Shane Simmons on the other side. But I think rather who you're looking at to perhaps play some snaps this year. And Nick Tarburton is a forgotten man. He's a redshirt sophomore now. He feels like he's been on campus for about 15 years, but it's still his third year. And Smith Bilbert, who's a redshirt freshman, those are key guys that you want at least one of these guys to, you want some good vibes. You know, it would have been coming out of spring, but in whenever camp happens, whenever training camp happens, these are two guys that you're looking for. At defensive tackle, you know, I think there was some clarity about what John Scott Jr. is doing, where there's a little bit more clear cut, one technique versus three technique. The three technique typically being your more disruptive, more athletic, quicker defensive tackle, where you have PJ Mustipher there. Judge Culpepper, not a surprise at number two. But then to have the two redshirt freshmen, Hakeem Beeman and Devon Ellis, being listed above Aeneas Hawkins was a little bit of a surprise to me. I don't know whether that might have been injury related, like maybe Aeneas Hawkins was limited in the wintertime. Maybe these two guys have been so good so early in their careers that they warranted that, or some combination of three. But I think, you know, those two redshirt freshmen, Beeman and Ellis, I think they could be interesting players moving forward at tackle. And then, you know, I'm interested to see, you know, Antonio Shelton and Fred Hansard being your rock defensive tackles at 315 and 318 pounds. Damian Barber, is he going to remain at that number three spot, or can Joseph Darkwa make a move? Like, he's an interesting player too. So I think they've got some interesting talent at defensive tackle. That's one thing that stood out to me. There's some depth there. They're young. You don't know beyond the top four at defensive tackle, but I think it's a group that could be really good in the future.
Well, you know, the one that I have highlighted is Aeneas Hawkins, and it was because, as we talked about in several of the other positions where we assumed there would be an or there, they were typically listed in order of seniority. And in this case, where the guy who has more seniority is listed behind a couple other younger folks, that sticks out a bit. So I did make note of that. On the defensive end side, of course, we have Shaka Toney, no surprise, on the one side, Jason Owe on the other. And not that, you know, I think anyone has an issue with it, but it was interesting to see Shane Simmons, now a fifth-year guy as a backup at defensive end. He's a guy who came in with so much fanfare, and I know he's been battling some injuries, but it didn't stick out to me because, oh, I'm surprised Jason Owe is listed first. It was more just, boy, you know, a couple years ago, weren't we talking about Shane Simmons being the guy there for a couple years?
Yeah, a sobering reality, I think, is a good way to put it. But I think Jason Owe's time is now. I also think that Shane Simmons, he's not excluded from having the best year of his career. It can still happen, you know, even as a reserve, because they do distribute snaps, you know, pretty evenly at those ends, especially whenever you have some capable number two type guys. So I think Simmons and Adisa Isaac will both play more than their share, and Simmons will have that opportunity to close with a bang. But I'm with you completely that, you know, he arrived with a certain expectation level. He's been on a journey ever since, but I think everybody would love to see him end that journey on a high note and maybe, you know, meet some of those expectations late in his career. Anything jump out to you at linebacker, by the way, with, you know, Ellis Brooks kind of taking a stand, I guess, at middle linebacker, him being listed over Jesse Lucchetta. Again, no or statement there, but I think it's telling that Brooks is listed as the number one inside.
Yeah, I think Ellis Brooks will be the first man up, but I just see Jesse Lucchetta getting plenty of playing time. And what sticks out to me, it's not so much where these guys fall in the depth chart, it's going to be more interesting to see how they're used. Will there be someone coming? Will they be only two linebackers on the field in third down situations? How are they going to use Lance Dixon? I think he's a special kind of talent, and it'll be interesting to me to see how they play him, how they use him. As far as where everyone fell in the depth chart, I don't think there's anything there at linebacker that shocked me.
No, I think the same questions you have about, you know, can Jesse Luketa's role grow? You know, where he's kind of blocked, I think, but I think Ellis Brooks showed that he's probably a little bit more stable commodity as a starter inside. But how can Jesse Luketa, what's his path look like moving forward? Lance Dixon, I think there's just a reality that he is a special kind of talent. It just might take him another year or so to kind of realize that. And at that point, we'd expect Micah Parsons to have moved on to the NFL after his true junior season. It would be stunning if he's back as a senior, which would alleviate some of these blockages. But the linebacker depth chart is in good shape. We mentioned it earlier. To see the cornerback depth chart, to see all those names listed out, you realize just how deep they are at that spot. Maybe at some point down the road, one of these guys moves over to safety, which they've been known to do. But so much good young talent at cornerback. And then at safety, to see, you know, Tyler Rudolph listed above Trent Gordon behind Lamont Wade. Trent Gordon's the new guy at that position. Maybe not a big surprise, but, you know, looking at Tyler Rudolph, he was a four-star guy. Now a redshirt freshman, is he the number four safety? That's the context of that. And then Enzo Jennings being listed above CJ Holmes was also another thing that stood out.
Yeah, that was another situation where you look for it to be listed based on seniority and wasn't. So that's telling. And the name I did highlight, Donovan Johnson's name as the starting cornerback. Did that surprise you at all?
No, it didn't surprise me. We just didn't talk about Donovan Johnson all that much. A lot of what we talked about were these young guys, especially Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson. But Donovan Johnson was hurt last year. His star hasn't faded. I think this reinforces the notion that, you know, he's still very much a relied upon player in that defensive backfield, that we should have talked about him more. It really just points out maybe the error in our ways with that. But with all that young talent, it's kind of understandable to talk about those young players and maybe, you know, kick Donovan Johnson to the curb. That was just a mistake on our part. He could be an interesting player. A lot of depth there. In general, I think the defense is in a good position to reload and retool. It's not rebuild. They're reloading on defense, and that's exciting to see. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out on the Keystone Sports app and at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.